Museum of the Moving Image welcomes you to the Pinewood Dialogues Online, an archive of conversations with innovative creative figures in film, television, and digital media. Visit Museum of the Moving Image in New York City or online at www.movingimage.us.
Please welcome back Francois Legault.
Let's just start, I guess, by talking about the final. The final image is just so strong because it is such a blend of optimism and the opposite because of what we've seen. So could you talk about that and also the process of putting this story together, the process of writing this? I understand that you wrote the first scenes first and then took a break.
Yes. For me, it was easier to begin with the divorce.
Right.
Because maybe because of what I was living at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So the first scene I wrote was the divorce, and then I decided to go backward until the beginning.
Right.
And the shooting was strange because we begin to shoot the divorce, the dinner with friends, and the birth of the baby.
Right.
And we stop during 5 months.
Right.
The actress lose weight, and we shoot it 5 months after. And during this time, I wrote the second part of the film.
Tell us a bit about the writing process. What's amazing to me about this movie is that there are shocking things that happen in it, in terms of what happens in the story.
I wanted very simple things, yeah. You know. I didn't mm-hmm. want to explain anything about,
right.
Because I don't have the answer, you know. If
right.
I could be able to know how to succeed in your couple, in my couple, you know, I will be
right.
very happy. But it's not the reality. So I try to put some scenes and to tell questions because
right.
I don't have all the answers.
The idea, for example, though, of a couple having a divorce and then sleeping together, or what happens at the hospital. These are shocking things that happen, and on the wedding night, what happens? But it feels naturalistic. It works in a way. But I'm just wondering how you came to some of those.
I think for the beginning, I think it's very difficult when you finish a story, and sometimes you want to try something again, and that's what I wanted in the scene in the hotel after the divorce.
Mm.
Try to see how people who are divorcing try to touch each other.
Mm.
Can it work? And
mm-hmm.
actually, it doesn't work. And I think what interested me in this scene was to show that the woman is able to turn the page easily than the man, and
right.
the man, it's very difficult for him, and his only way to support the situation is to commit a rape,
right?
Because he's not able to say what he's feeling. And I wanted to show this different behavior in such a situation.
I want to go into your work with the actors here, because these are amazing performances, and want to ask what they. How they interpreted the material. And what I'm driving at is that the actor in the scene said that he felt that the character was dealing with his homosexuality. That was an interpretation.
Yes. Yes, it was his interpretation, not mine.
Okay.
No, the thing which was difficult, the actors began to shoot the scene of the divorce, and they didn't know each other before, so it was very difficult
okay.
for them. And they didn't know how they met.
Okay.
You know, so they had only to be in the present, in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, I think, because very often the actors ask so many questions,
mm-hmm.
psychological questions. And this time I could answer, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to play the situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they are so present.
Yeah.
And they had a very good relationship together.
There's a kind of chemistry
yes.
that they have that's really interesting, because I think as you're watching the film, you
But the first day of shooting, they were in the bed naked, so
right.
they have to be, you know, they.
Yeah.
it was easy for them
okay.
to know each other after.
I see. Okay, that's a good directing tip.
Yes.
You feel so much history between them as the film develops, and I'm just wondering if you could talk about casting these actors, how you arrived at that, because you had made a film before that with very famous actors, internationally famous actors, and here's a decision, you made a different decision.
For this film, the first idea of the cast was to choose big stars in France.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I can say that, because now it's a long time ago. It was Sophie Marceau and Vincent Cassel. I don't know if you know them
mm-hmm, sure.
here in America.
Yeah.
And actually, they didn't want to shoot together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no script. I had only the idea of the film. And Sophie Marceau didn't want to have sex the night of her wedding because she's very moral.
Okay.
So it didn't work.
Okay.
And actually, I thought it could be better for the film to have actors we don't know too much.
Right.
People we can identify with. Mm-hmm. So I decided to choose Valeria and Stefan, and I made a lot of tests for the casting with a scene of Bergman. I don't know the title.
Oh, Scenes from a Marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They were reading scenes from a Marriage.
They play the text. Mm. And I made many tests with different couples, with different options, with French actors. Mm. And when I saw them together, it worked. I needed to find the right couple in which you can believe at the first sight.
Yeah.
Because when they are in the scene of the divorce,
right.
They are together, and you have to imagine they could have been together before. So it was important to find the right person.
How much did they need to understand about the past? There's a sort of cliche with American actors that you need to explain everything, explain the motivation.
But the actor, Stefan Fraisse, is like an American actor.
Right.
He wants to know everything. But I couldn't answer.
Yeah.
Valeria is a director, too.
Oh,
she has made a film. And now she is an actress first, but she has made a film. So she knows how to direct, and she knows my position.
Okay.
So she understood what I wanted to do. And I think actresses are more sensitive and more, how to explain that in English? They feel better things, and they believe more in the situation and in the direction. For Stefan, he was very afraid of his character.
Hmm.
And because he's a father in life, he couldn't understand not to be there
at
the birth.
It was
a big difficulty for him. It was easier for him to wait Valeria than to be absent.
You've talked about trying to have different cinematic styles in the movie. And one interesting thing about the movie is that in a way, you're starting with the heaviest scenes. And in a way, you get lighter in tone towards the end, but because we know what's happening, there's a sadness also. Could you talk about your approach to the styles of each section?
I decided to choose five moments in the life of this couple.
Yeah.
And I think in life, very often, you have the feeling to spend a day as a Spielberg's movie or like a Romer's movie.
Right.
You know? And I wanted for each scene to have a different tone.
Right.
Not style, because I think it's the same style, but a different tone, a different mood.
Yeah.
So it begins like Bergman's movie, and it finishes like Romer's movie in a certain way.
And I think you said that the wedding scene was, you had American movies in mind, is that true?
Yes, the film by Michael Cimino, because there is a wedding scene
in
The Deer Hunter, yes. I think it's beautiful, yes.
I want to ask you about the Jane Campion film, The Two Friends, because I think you said that was an inspiration for you.
Yes, because I saw this film a long time ago, and I thought it was very powerful because the story is very simple, and it begins by the end of the relationship of two girls, and at the end you understand it's quite nothing, which cut our relationship, our friendship. It's just a social context.
Yeah.
And I like the idea to use a backward construction, not to explain, just to ask more questions. I didn't want to, it's not a whodunit, you know. At the end, it's a little bit deceptive, maybe, because you are waiting for something which maybe will explain, but actually it doesn't explain anything. It just gives more deep, say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Depth. Truth or Dare, well, we saw earlier today. We saw some short films today. And it reminded me of the scene. I love the dinner party scene. And if you could just talk about sort of writing that scene and constructing that scene, it's so interesting.
I didn't think about it, but it's like a game between the couples.
Yeah.
Do they tell the truth or not? I don't know. When Stefan Fraisse is telling this story, is it the truth or not? In the script.
About the orgy.
What did you think?
I was sort of hoping it was true.
You think it was true? So in the script, it wasn't true.
Okay.
There was a scene after I cut in which Valeria asked him, why did you tell this story? He said, just for fun.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah. It was not the truth. I'm sorry. But,
it's, but only I decided, a movie. It's only a movie.
Yes, but I decided to keep an ambiguity on this scene.
Yeah. And so I started by asking about the last shot, because having seen all your films now, there seems to be an interest in images of water, of beaches, of pools, and that seems to mean something to you. So I don't know how conscious you are in terms of what you tried to...
I think it's a pleasure to shoot on the beach first.
Yeah, and, okay.
Yes. And I like to see the bodies of the actors, you know, mm-hmm. and to be on the beach is the best way to ask them to be naked. Mm-hmm. So, but it's natural. And I think the story tells the story of two bodies. You know, you can see the body of Valeria at the beginning of the film.
Right.
And at the end, she I think it tells you who is the character when you see the bodies.
Right.
So.
And she has said that you told her, one instruction that you gave her was to look beautiful, to think of herself as beautiful.
I think Valeria is actually beautiful, but in the parts she made often, before, she didn't give her the permission to be beautiful. Maybe because her sister is a very famous model in France, and she's the intellectual sister.
Right.
And in this film, I asked her, to feel beautiful, and I think she is.
Yeah. Okay, what film directors do you feel the most kinship with?
Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive, right.
Fassbinder, for me, is... I adapted one of his play.
Well, the question about mixing fantasy and realism, maybe. So, why do you like to confuse your audiences?
Did you like to be confused? It depends on the story, you know. For Under the Sun, it was a story about a woman who tries to mourn, to accept the reality, but actually the reality is not acceptable because she hasn't seen the body of her husband. So she to accept this situation, which is so difficult, she preferred to see him as a ghost. In this film, you are in her head, so that's why you see the husband as the reality, but actually it's her fantasy. Swimming pool. Yeah. It's about a woman who is writing a book. So it depends on your interpretation of the film, but for me, all the film is the book. No, not exactly all the film, but many parts of the film are the book. We should see it together. I can maybe explain you, but it's a mix between what she's living and what she's imagining.
Was there any inspiration from Robert Bresson on your film?
I love him. I love his film, and I think he's one of the great French directors. He has invented a style. For me, he's an action director, and he's anti-psychological. And that's what something I like too, just to show the behaviors of the character and the gesture, but not to explain things. And I think in Robert Bresson, it's very, I don't know, in French too. You understand?
I think you do. Well, I think you do that because I think you do that in your films too, that you have behavior.
Not so abstractly than Bresson, I think.
Yeah. I would imagine this is a very difficult film, a film that really demands a lot of the actors, because...
But actors like to give. When you ask them something difficult, they like that.
Yeah.
Very often they have nothing to play, especially for women. So I think I have no problem to work with actors.
Yeah. Could you talk about some of the music you chose here, some of the Italian love songs?
I didn't know at the beginning it would be Italian song. The first idea was to have piano, very classical piano like Chopin.
Right.
But it was so boring and so sad, you know. When you are editing the film, you try many music.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day I came with Italian songs, and it was such a contrast between the scene. It was strong and it worked for me. So I chose some Italian song because Valeria is Italian too, and because the beginning of the story is in Italy, and because I think for French people, Italy is the most romantic place, and all the French had a love affair in Italy one day, so it was good with the story.
Okay. How many short films did you make before you made your feature film?
About 10. Yeah. 10, but I made before when I was a student or school.
A film student. Yeah.
No, before. When you are not a student, what are you? School.
Well, high school.
Yes, high school. I made many short films in Super 8.
Oh, okay.
Que les courts-métrages, c'est comme faire ses gammes en musique.
It's like doing scales.
And actually, before making my first feature, I wanted to to try many different things, to experiment. And the good thing with short films, especially in France, is there is no financial sanction. It hasn't to be commercial. If the film is not good, it's okay because you can do another one. For a feature, it's more difficult. So I took my time to experiment different things.
And you've been experimenting with your feature. I mean, you've made many different kinds of feature films also. I mean, you've worked in different styles and approaches as well.
Maybe because I make a film a year, I need to have desire. You know, if I have the feeling to do always the same thing, if I don't feel a challenge.
Okay, swimming pool. What was? Why did you choose to make that in English?
Because I wanted to work again with Charlotte Rampling with English, and because it's about a British writer. Actually, in France, we don't have this kind of writer. It's very English, this woman who writes about murder, about mysteries. In France, we have more writer writing about feelings, you know, like right. François Sagan and Marguerite Duras. It would have been another film.
Were you directing in French when you were on the set?
No, I directed in French because Charlotte can speak fluently French and Ludivine is French and you can hear my English, so it's better to speak in French for me.
Okay.
But the language is not important when you direct actors, I think. I think it's easier for me to make a film about women because I'm a man. I have more distance and I have the feeling to be more lucid on women. And maybe it's easier to love women in movies than men in movies. I don't know why. Maybe my personal life, I don't know.
And is it difficult to get Catherine Deneuve and Fanny Ardant to kiss each other?
No, they love that. No, it was not a problem. You know, they are very clever and they had fun. It was funny to do. But I think they didn't realize it was perverse for me to do that. Because, you know, the two actresses had a love affair with François Truffaut. So the two together, I think François Truffaut in his grave was laughing. Or maybe it was his fantasy. It was a tribute for him.
Has the event of the DVD changed the production standards in France? Is it some year?
Not really. But for France, yes. I know, because for me it's, you know, the fact you can put on the DVD the cut scenes,
outtakes. Yeah.
It's easier to edit because sometimes, you know, it's difficult to cut a scene you like, but it doesn't work in the film. But to know now you can put it on the DVD, it's easier to mourn with this kind of scenes.
I think that's a good ending now that we've wrapped that up. So I want to thank you a lot for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. The Pinewood Dialogues at Museum of the Moving Image are made possible by generous support from the Pannonia Foundation. To learn more about the museum, visit www.movingimage.us.